Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the iTricks.com Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this November 2nd, 2008 edition of the program, you'll hear about a major magic creator quitting, a big Vegas debut, creepy Halloween magicians, and stay tuned later to hear something about Criss Angel. Here to help us with all of this is our cantankerous friend and creator of F-Word Street Magic and Magic from the Grave, along with a world-class magician with the style of Astaire and the cool of Sinatra. Ladies and gentlemen, iTrix is very proud to welcome to the program Todd Diamond and Demare. How you doing, gang?
Hey, what's up?
And if you would like to fire back on anything you hear, go ahead and email show at iTricks.com or leave a comment on the main Magic Week in Review post on iTricks. Folks, believe me when I tell you that this one feels good to read. Eric DeCamp's Pure Magic, a performance of contemporary conjuring, is back for the 2008 holiday season. The production is directed by Bob Fitch and returns to the intimate and stylish Metropolitan Room, the venue that New York Magazine selected as New York's best cabaret for 2008. And the reviewers agree. Visitors to the Big Apple are fortunate to have Eric DeCamp, says Tom Gaudette of Mum Magazine. And Richard Shepard of Performing Arts Insider says, Eric DeCamps is a master of sleight of hand, and his show, one of the best you'll see on this kind of magic, is entertaining from start to finish. Those who have experienced New York City during the holiday season will agree it's a magical place, and now you can add to that by joining our good buddy Eric DeCamps at one of his shows. It opens Sunday, November 9th, and will be repeated every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. through December 28th. For more information and tickets, head to ericdecamps.com, Eric with a C. We start this week's episode with a bit of a shocker. Friend of this podcast, Morgan Strebler, who is the creator of Spun and Liquid Metal, announced this week that he is leaving magic behind. No more performing, no more creating, nothing. This is part of what he posted on his MySpace page earlier this week. I feel that I've taken this particular road in my life as far as it's going to go. To be honest, I'm looking forward to pursuing other opportunities and just kind of seeing where life takes me. Magic will always have a special place in my heart. Despite efforts on our part, we've been unable to contact Morgan ourselves, but if you were to believe our comments, those who have spoken with him assure us that this is no hoax, and his new effect, Molten, will not be released. So, gang, have you ever felt like hanging up your magic industry spurs and just waving goodbye? We'll start with you, Demare.
Well, no, but I got a question for you. Is this somebody I should know? Is this somebody that, am I so out of touch with magic that this guy leaving magic, this is important? This isn't like Lance Burton retiring or Criss Angel getting shot in the foot, right? This is just some average guy.
No. Well, I mean, he's a magic creator, and he's been on the site and on the podcast a lot, so he's known by our listeners. But, you know, for a magic industry blog, this is a bigger story than, let's say, it would be to some guy walking on the street.
Gotcha. Okay, so I just felt ignorant not knowing who this guy is. No, you know what? Magic's my life, so until I'm ready to take my life, it's magic. That's just the way it is.
Very good rule of thumb. How about you, Todd?
Well, I've never thought about quitting magic. I've thought about pursuing other things while doing magic. In fact, I currently am doing that. I go to school part-time online, just keep my mind occupied and busy, and you know, if magic doesn't work, then I have something to fall back on, but it's not, I don't even really think about it. Like, yeah, I quit. I can never quit. It's a part of my blood, soul, heart, and spirit. I do want to say something, though, about the Molten thing. You know, the rumors about Morgan quitting, I don't know about him quitting or not, but as far as Molten goes, I just want to clarify something. That is not completely his trick. There was a partner involved, Joel Brook, and Joel actually is the only one that has the method and knows how to make the gimmicks and make the for the switch as well as the bottles, and that's the reason it's not coming out.
Ah,
oh, so the guy disappeared from magic before he gets hung. I get it. Okay.
So I know Morgan personally, but I know that firsthand from Joel, and Joel and I had the idea of doing the same effect, and we worked on it a little bit, and then Morgan, when I moved away, came in, and Joel and Morgan worked on it, and blah blah blah. Morgan doesn't even probably know that Joel and I worked on it together prior to that, and I don't really care, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows that that really wasn't just Morgan's trick. He came up with the handling. That was it.
Yeah, well, people will know now, and if Morgan didn't know before that, I'm pretty sure he listens to the podcast, so we'll know now.
You heard it here first, folks.
There we go. And now let's get to the big show opening in Vegas this week. The Las Vegas Sun raved about Keith Barry's Planet Hollywood show. In their review, they say the Vegas production is a selection of the best illusions from his three touring shows. The show is part magic, part hypnosis, part psychology, and comedy is as important as the illusions. Obviously, Keith is not the big kid on the block in terms of magic right now. Do you think he needs to make a big presence in the press or have a big presence in the press to make a splash?
Okay, I'll answer first. Well, you know what? You have all the publicity going for you in the world. You can have all the money going for you in the world, and you can still fall flat on your face. Just ask Chris Angel. So, all the publicity in the world is highly overrated. You got to have the talent. You got to be able to back it up. I haven't seen this Barry guy personally. I hear he does a great job. So, only time will tell if he can hang in there. If you've got the goods like Lance or Rick Thomas or the Siegfried and Roys and the likes.
So really, I mean, whether your name's mentioned in the paper, even though, I mean, that has to be a part of it, right? To have any Vegas show succeed, you got to have word of mouth.
Well, you have to have word of mouth, but you got to remember a Vegas newspaper, who reads that? The locals. So, okay, the locals are going to either like you or not like you based on if they like to read the critics' comments, but that's not where ticket sales come in. For example, Chris Angel's show was so hyped, it's pre-sold. Pre-sold, like up the yin yang. I think it's pre-sold for a year. So they're not really going to have to worry that the show's lame for a while until that word of mouth goes through the tourist industry, which is a lot harder to do. Word of mouth locally is not going to hurt you that much. No one really cares. It's not that hard to get your name in the paper. It's not even that hard to do a local commercial in between a popular show. You can, there's a local magician very smart at helping because he's got the goods. When American Idol would run and America's Got Talent, he would run a local commercial during that. That
Gotcha.
would run all over Nevada. Very
Yeah.
smart. That helps you. So you got to kind of have a product. So the fact that this gentleman's got a product, well, it's not hurting them. And if it's not costing them, then no publicity is really bad publicity. Well, with the exception of Cirque du Soleil, but that's a whole other story I'm sure we'll touch later. But, if that same write-up, that positive write-up goes on the National Wire Service and hits all the cities around America, that will help him. You know,
Gotcha.
that will help
Okay.
him because those are the people that are coming to Vegas.
What do you think,
That's
Todd?
what I was going to say something similar. I was going to say I think the advertising and the stuff like that, I don't think it needs to be focused in Vegas. I think it needs to be, like he said, the tourist industry with the travel agents and places like that. So I think, from what I've seen Keith do, he does do a great job. So, and I think he does have the chops to pull it off. But if he doesn't advertise out to the world, as in the sense of the travel industry, unfortunately, I don't think he'll last. And I think that goes for anybody, really.
All right. All right.
When I worked in Branson, one of the biggest things was getting the travel agencies to, comp shows and buy tickets and sell tickets. And you have it's a game, and he's got to play that game on the advertising end of it on that area. But I think James is 100% right. Locally, I mean, I lived in Vegas. It was like, you go see the shows. If it sucked, it sucked. And you don't really tell anybody but your friends that come and visit.
Let me ask you guys something. Why shop Ronjo.com? Ah, don't even answer. It's simple. Ronjo is focused on customer satisfaction, superior service, and hassle-free returns. Ronjo proudly maintains a live, updating online inventory system so you, the customer, always know what's in stock. Fast shipping? Well, ha ha, that's another reason. All in-stock items ship the same day if the order is placed by 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And all customers, but specifically you listening, automatically earn one reward point for every dollar spent at Ronjo, with every 20 reward points earned converted into $1 store credit when checking out. Just another one of the services Ronjo provides to you, specifically you listening, okay? It's Ronjo.com, a great shopping experience. And do yourself a favor, go over there right now. Go right and open up a browser, go to Ronjo, buy something, and use the coupon code ITRIX and see if you don't receive a 20% discount. That's a promise. Ronjo.com. Well, in case you guys haven't noticed, there's a bit of an economic slowdown gumming up the gears of this American economy, and one of the earliest sectors hit is the venture capital-dependent Silicon Valley. So IPTV Geek Destination Revision 3 tightened its belt this week and cut a few shows loose, including some of their named talent. Thankfully, none of them are Brian Brushwood. Sorry. Or his scoundrel training serial Scam School. We contacted Brian on Monday and he confirmed that his social engineering vodcast will not be affected. So what do you guys think are probably going to be the biggest things cut back on for magicians in the economic slowdown? We'll start with you, Todd. Is there anything personally that you think maybe I shouldn't spend money on this right now?
I've been noticing it a lot is in the industry, people aren't spending money like they used to on tricks. They were buying like crazy for the last couple of years, and now it's slowed down. And honestly, I mean, there's a lot of magicians out there that are, you know, gig to gig paychecks. So I think a lot of them are going to stop eating out and start learning how to cook.
A lot of ramen noodles.
Yeah. My wife and I were building a house, which we're going into in a few weeks, and I've learned how to cook over the last couple of years just so, you know, we can make sure everything is in our duck in a row, you know, and not spend $200 a week eating out. Magicians have a tendency to buy the latest and greatest tricks. However, I've noticed that they're, we'll wait for the review and the review could come out and 4 or 5 months later, then they buy it. So
gotcha.
The economy is definitely taking a hit in the industry as a whole, I think. Not as performers, but as, you know, creators and things like that.
All right, Tamer, what about on your end?
Well, you know, it's not so much about, you know, there's always money out there. There's always something, and surely in this economy, you don't want to spend your money foolishly. I actually just finished developing a new Manipak with no girls and no birds, so I could get more work. When they say, you know what, it's too expensive for the birds, or the excess baggage is too much here, or we don't want to do the second airfare, but we still want to have you. So the difference was, okay, I had the bird act, I had the full evening show. Now I have another Manip act, so it just makes myself more available so the income can keep coming in. But everybody's tightening up their belts. They're not willing to, you know, the little extras, you know, the airlines have cut things down. It's harder for, you had an act that was created that was underweight 10 years ago. It's overweight now.
Yeah,
and the agents and all that, and the buyers go, well, why is your act so expensive? I go, have you flown anywhere yet yourself? So don't, you know, you got to argue with them why your act doesn't really cost anymore. It's just the times. They're not paying you more. They're paying something else more. So you just have to be more creative and find different tricks in your fee and this and that. Unfortunately, there's always going to be some butthead, regardless, who will work cheaper.
Is there any way to make these aspects of the industry recession-proof, or are there any recession-proof aspects now? Is there anything that people will always spend money on?
Well, the only way you can recession-proof yourself is be adaptable, you know, to any environment or any situation, and be willing to travel and being able to, without selling out too much, without working for so low money. I mean, we're in a business now where, you know, it's cutthroat. You know, we're competing with jugglers and balloon guys and comedians and whoever else, where our stature has great, you know, from the dark ages and from the turn of the centuries, where magicians were, you know, the voice behind kings and queens, where we all power, all knowing. We keep getting demoted, and that's because our brethren keep doing it to ourselves because they're afraid. We just got to stop being afraid, make a decent salary for what we do, have respect, and don't screw our fellow magician. You know, if you know some guy's going in for a gig, I know a lot of guys, they find out what a guy's going in for, and they'll go in for $200 less just to get the job. They'll undercut him without even being asked to undercut him, just they'll just call up and give their price, and we gotta stop doing that crap. It's not helping the art.
I just had that happen to me actually a couple days ago. You know, somebody, I went in, bid on a gig, and they were all gung-ho about me, and somebody went else in and bid, and it was $400 less, and I lost the show. So, you know, it's okay. I believe you're supposed to get the gigs you're supposed to get, but the thing is, exactly what James said. I mean, come on, you know, have a little respect for your fellow performers. If you see he's charging that much and you have the chops, charge at least that much, you know? Don't try to undercut him just to get the work.
Andrew Maine's Ghost Ink. It is an incredible way to perform visual magic with writing and tattoos that appear and vanish on your skin. Start and end totally clean and begin with everything you need in your wallet or a deck of cards. I will tell you this personally, that as somebody who sees all of the Andrew Maine products come off the production line that is his massive brain, this is my favorite. Over the past couple years, it is without par some of the coolest visual stuff that I've seen in a while. And for only $20, it can be yours. No longer coming soon. No longer pre-ordering. It is shipping now. Shockmagic.com. $20. Ghost Ink from Andrew Maine. Well, let's talk about what is currently going on with you guys. Todd, do you got anything in the works? Anything we want to plug?
You know, I still, the Magic from the Grave is still out and about. We're still donating to the charity that we mentioned a while back. Just go to magicfromthegrave.com. We're donating almost all the proceeds actually to charity if you buy direct from us. It's now distributed. Go check your local magic shops. I'm working on a book, but it's more of a story than a magic book. There's no tricks or anything in it. It's more of the weird life we all live in magic, you know, and the lifestyle and everything from famous people to the lowly guys that barely...
be writing about your lifestyle. That's going to be X-rated.
part of it's in there, baby. Part of it's in there. There's a martini or two story in there.
All right. And Demare, you're mostly doing private stuff. Is there any public place where people can see you?
Well, I'm going on the World Festival of Magic on tour New Zealand in a week, and that's where the new act's going to premiere. So
excellent.
If you're in New Zealand, come and check it out. And then I'm going to be pouring it out at magic conventions and stuff, getting it out there, because I can make myself more available when I don't have to rely on people getting me birds in a foreign country or relying on a second airfare for a girl. So a lot of this magic is classic stuff that used to be in the Bird Act that didn't fit anymore. And a lot of the classics in magic with my touch on it and stuff I went back that I was doing when I was younger. So, you know, this is really good magic. And I got to stay with that image in Top Hat and Tails when I'm doing an in-one act. When I do the illusion show, it's different. But it's real exciting to do this, you know, especially at this part of my career where I don't have to. I just love being on stage. Someone like me, the only thing, I guess the recession has really done, but it's really been since 9/11, not really a recession that may happen, is haven't been able to travel as much because of the birds and this and that. So at the end of the year, the numbers are good, but I'm not working as much during the year. I'm getting enough when I'm getting paid. But I just love being on stage. So I decided, you know what, if I create this other act, that makes me more available to work more often and I can be on stage. And it's not even for the applause. I just love doing magic. So I just found another way to do what I love to do and still be excited about magic.
Very, very, very cool. So make sure if you are in New Zealand to check out the new Demare act. And now we have some feedback from our listeners brought to you by the iTrix interview, who this week spoke to Jeff Hobson. Check it out at iTrix.com or on YouTube. We split this one into three parts, so people can, if your house lights on fire toward the end of the first one, you know where you left. All right, Mark Tyrone wrote us, Chris Angel should not lie about himself. It just makes him look weak, and he's trying to beat everybody by cheating his way to the top. If he lies like that, then he could be seen as a liar and potentially cause him to lose customers. He also says that he was on Trick Shot Magic a few weeks ago, and the live chat feature was offline, which I'm sure is a very, very rare thing, or hopefully it was taken offline by everybody using it at once. And also he mentions that Family Guy could own South Park, which I would humbly disagree with. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. And again, it is show@itricks.com or leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on itricks.com. We've all been there. Your online magic shop, instead of providing you the wares that you want at a decent price, all but gives you the bird. All right? If you've been let down when you received a trick that wasn't exactly what you thought it was, you know what'd be really nice? If you got a professional opinion before you click the buy button. Well, my friends, this is not a fantasy. This is TrickShopMagic.com, a real magic shop located in Southern California, and it is proud to announce their live chat feature. And, you know, it is something to be proud of. At any time while you're browsing the over 6,000 magic items, simply click on the live chat button and a magician will be standing by to assist you with your questions. It's TrickShotMagic.com. It's Sam Blankenship. And as usual, on Monday, everybody go and chat their ears off and buy a few products while you're there. TrickShopMagic.com. As we mentioned at the top of the program, Chris Angel's new show, Believe, made its official debut. He's officially dating Holly Madison, and officially, the reviews that came in were terrible. Both in the Los Angeles Times and the Las Vegas Sun compared to the 1995 film Showgirls, since it might find a following with the camp crowd. All right, well, you know, the question is there anything left to be said about Chris Angel's Believe? But I was informed before we started talking that, Demare, you are at the gala. So how was the gala itself? I guess that's something worth asking.
Well, you know, in one sense, I really wanted him to pull a rabbit out of his butt because it's good for magic if there's a good magic show. But this couldn't, I mean, the fact of the way he's bolstered himself, and I've met Chris and I like Chris, but I don't talk about his stuff and I don't talk about his trick for talk. I don't talk about it. Because if I talk about it with him, I get angry and I'd want to, it's not worth it. The point is, proved once again, it's horrible for just entertainment. You know, the fact that Cirque went along with it, the director doesn't even like magic. I got to tell you, some of the imagery, probably one of the best theaters I've been in. Beautiful stage, just like they say. I mean, you know, they basically dressed up a turd, I guess. They've got rear screen projection, which is amazing. Some of the numbers, if Chris wasn't in, are hopeful. They're not the best Cirque numbers, but they're confined within that show. It was time to put up or shut up, and I'm very disappointed, you know. I guess maybe this had to happen, so maybe he'll put up now. And like some Cirque shows that take 2 years to get good, you know, he's got some time. So hopefully they sit down, they spank him, and they say, you got to get your shit together, and you need to get real magicians in here to know what to do and walk you through this crap, because you can't do it. It's redundant. It's boring. And like everybody, we all love the dancing, you know, the tap dancing rabbit head. That's the highlight. Now, when that's a highlight in a Cirque show, let alone a magic show, let alone Mind Freak, there's something wrong. And I'm not saying anything here I wouldn't say to anybody, to their face, to anywhere else. We all know the problems, and some people have to stop being in denial and just get their shit together and do it and work really, really hard, you know, harder than you've ever worked in your life.
I think a few of the reviews made the point that, you know, it is a very awkward marriage between Mind Freak on stage and a Cirque du Soleil show. Is that part of the problem for you, that this is not one or the other and it doesn't succeed at being any kind of marriage?
Well, part of the problem, you can't do Mind Freak live, and we all know why. We don't have to address it. The stuff Chris does, he can't do live, play it on TV. I'm not saying the stuff can't be done. I know 70% of it can't. And you want to sit down and prove it to me anytime and show me the videos. I've seen the cuts. I'm not stupid. I know some of the stuntmen. I know a lot of the people in the industry. Okay, we're not idiots. But the point is, it isn't a good marriage. You should have forgot about Mind Freak and done a dark, sinister, dark, you know, gothic magic show. That's what I kind of expected. Go ahead.
Did you ever see his show in New York?
No, I wouldn't care to travel that far. Don't care. I heard it was okay. Actually, don't care.
It was a good show. If he stuck with that vibe and that scenario and stuck with that, I think the audience would have been much happier. I think his fans or whatever would have been much happier.
Well, you know what? I can't.
It would have been a good marriage.
But if that's the vibe, then he already knows that already. He already knows. They already know what the problems are. They just have to fix them.
So then your answer to the question of can this show be fixed is yes.
Yeah, anything's fixable. Anything.
Right. Wow.
That caliber. anything's fixable.
Well, we succeeded. We found something else to say about Chris Angel's Believe, because we have been talking about this one forever. I'll tell you what, we got some complaints, you know, this week on the site itself, just that we cover Chris Angel too much. And, you know, part of me, I completely empathize with, because I have to write this stuff and I know how much goes in there about him and Blaine and everything, and specifically Chris over the last 2 weeks. But you really can't deny the fact that, I mean, like, it's not every day that a magician gets a $100 million budget to put on a Cirque du Soleil show. And, you know,
hey, right or wrong, even the TV thing, the guy is a major superstar. They're banking on his celebrityism. They're not necessarily banking on his talent. They were banking on his celebrityism, and it's not enough.
All right. Well, we are actually at the end of the podcast already. You know, I want to thank my guest, Todd Diamond, of course, F-Word Street Magic and Magic from the Grave. And where can everybody find those fine DVDs, Todd?
F Street Magic, you can get it at blacksmagic.com, or you can get it directly from me at magicfromthegrave.com. All of them are there. Also a couple things from Bizarro, and that's it. And just for everybody that doesn't know, the F Street Magic has an interview with James DeMare on the back end that really talks about the business side of magic. It's pretty interesting. And he makes some.
I don't talk about jokes. Chris Angel, so don't worry.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And he talks about my wife in weird ways. But other than that, it's a good interview.
All right. All right. So everybody make sure you skip right to the end of F-Word Street Magic. And DeMare, thank you very, very much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having a worldwide forum.
There we go. And where can we direct people to your website? Where is your web presence?
DeMare.com.
DeMare.com. And of course, that is two M's in DeMare. All right, gang. If you would like to fire back at anything, of course, show at itricks.com or leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on iTricks. But until next week, I'm Justin Robert Young for itricks.com.
iTricks.com.